Hi, this is Alan Jartok in the Congressional Corner with Paul Tonko, one of my favorite people in the world, Democrat in New York's 20th District, in office since 2009. Paul Tonko, NAFTA. It went away. The president didn't like it. He announced USMCA, and a lot of people signed on to that, but you didn't like it, and you didn't vote for it.
Well, the logic was that it's better than that USMCA is better than NAFTA. Well, yeah, how much better? You know, we had a golden opportunity to vastly improve upon this document. You know, I am not against trade. I'm for fair trade, not free trade. And we needed to, I think, address many, many principles, three that are prime amongst them: labor standards, environmental standards, and enforcement language. Those three areas, I think, are critical. We have seen now that the farmers are hurt not only by NAFTA, but by the tariffs that this president imposed on our American farmers. Costly, costly punishment to them. And so he made matters worse. Our trade deficit has grown 14% under this president, a president who said he was going to make NAFTA better.
And we have to pay interest on that.
Exactly, because it is a huge crippling effect on our economy. And the manufacturing sector, with the indices that are most meaningful and the measurements they provide, showing that we're hurting with the manufacturing. So we received this USMCA. It was vastly improved by the Democratic caucus in which I serve. It would not have been, I think, an improvement over NAFTA situation. We made it vastly better. But I still believe that it fell short in addressing some of those labor standards or at least the enforcement language. I don't think it's strong enough. Some of the adjustments that have to be made in the Mexican government haven't been made. And then also, we're competing in a global market. We want to address global trade. Well, then that should significantly speak to climate change. We're growing environmental standards to reduce carbon pollution, as we ought to. We're encouraging the world community to do that at the Paris Accord table, as we ought to. The president wants to pull us out. I don't think that's a good bit of thinking. However, with the climate crisis, if we could have improved those environmental standards in this package, we could have gone a long way to have a fair and level playing field. We didn't do that. And so I think the fact that we walked away from this crisis when we had a chance to vastly improve environmental standards and allow for the earth to be better addressed, the stewardship of our environment with our kids and generations unborn inheriting the success of that, would have been a big step forward. Instead, they nibbled at the edges. They put in some of the standards from the past that weren't even in NAFTA, which are not meaningful enough. What we had here was the failure to meet expectations for the environment. Again, not addressing labor standards. I don't think you're going to see that many jobs return into manufacturing. And I think there's going to be still an unlevel playing field as it affects our American working families.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Paul Tonko, but didn't both our U.S. senators, Schumer and Gillibrand, as well as you, vote against it?
We did. All three of us did.
Is there something unique to New York that makes for that?
I think we're all on that climate page. I think I don't want to speak for the two senators, but what I read indicated that they had strong concerns with the environmental standards that weren't made strong enough. And for me, it gets further complicated because no matter how good a trade agreement might be, and I think it was right for us to work very hard at improving NAFTA because over those 25 years or so, we saw huge impacts, especially in the Mohawk Valley manufacturing sector. Regardless of what those agreements are, if they do not have the solid enforcement language, they're for naught. You need to be able to apply, implement those standards with every bit of strength. And when you don't have the hammer in hand, you're hurting the working families around there. You know, I see these agreements, Alan, as a way to lift workers around the world. I don't want to see people working for 75 cents on the hour in Vietnam. But here's a chance to lift everybody with working standards, working with worker reimbursement. But also, it was a chance for us to clean our environment. And we can't, you know, we can't put us at a disadvantage cleaning up the environment as others continue to pollute.
Paul Tonko, the Energy and Commerce Committee advanced your PFAS package last year. So first of all, what is it and where does it stand?
Okay. PFAS and PFOS, PFAS and PFOS, are a host of contaminants that are cancer-causing agents. They have wreaked damage on several communities. Our military bases have reached to them oftentimes because firefighting equipment, firefighting as an exercise, will oftentimes incorporate PFAS in the firefighting foam or in their uniforms. So cleanup was important. We had the Congress had looked at, in both houses, both parties, did some steps forward with PFAS in the defense bill, the Defense Authorization Act, but it didn't nearly go far enough. So our package took about 13 or so bills, brought them together, addressed PFAS in a much more strident way, a much more structured way. We included them as hazardous substances under CERCLA, better known as the Superfund. We established a national drinking water standard, which I think is important, and we make great efforts at protecting vulnerable populations, including pregnant women, infants, and children. These are at-risk populations, and it's very, very troublesome to know that these contaminants are out there. We've seen them throughout New York. We've seen them in Hoosick Falls. There's been situations near Newburgh. The cleanup is costly. I've toured some of the military bases. I most recently went to some in Pennsylvania near Philadelphia. And neighboring military bases that are now not operating have a requirement for cleanup. And the land is being made available to the communities there where they can expand opportunities for industrial parks or whatever. But you can't go forward without the cleaning up exercise, and the federal government in this case ought to be a partner in assisting that. So PFAS, I think, is a very important topic to be addressed. It's high on the list of several communities. It's across many, many congressional districts. I would say a great majority of the congressional districts in this country.
You, of course, are known as the champion of the environment in the United States Congress. So my question to you, Paul, is it all for naught? Are we doomed? Is there any hope that people will take their heads out of the sand?
Yeah, I think the environment is starting to rise again in the public opinion polling. And as chair of the Subcommittee on Environment and Climate Change that reports to Energy and Commerce in the House, I'm proud of the work that we've been doing. I think it's very easy to discern that we're getting great public support for the work that we're doing. We hear it all the time. And we're going to continue to champion this effort on behalf of the environment. We owe it to the generations that will follow us.
We sure do, Paul Tonko. It's one of the reasons I admire you so much. So thank you so much for being with us. Paul Tonko is Democrat, New York's 20th District. He's been in office since 2009. I like to call him my friend. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Alan.